This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, May 27th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed 23 Christians from two villages in central Nigeria, Africa. The deaths included children as well as 8 members of one family. Jonathan Bala, a local pastor, told Morningstar News the herdsmen carried out the attack for 40 minutes and left without intervention from soldiers or the police. Pastor Bala said, quote, "Throughout last night, I couldn't sleep because members I ministered to were killed in a gruesome manner and for not committing any crimes except being Christians," end quote. The Edinburgh Court of Session has ordered the Scottish government to pay 50% additional costs to the Christian Legal Center, which represented churches in Scotland against the government's COVID-19 restrictions. This follows a ruling in March that struck down Scotland's criminalization of public worship. Scottish pastor William Phillip told the BBC that online services could never replace the church.
The judge has got it absolutely right, in a sense, seems to understand it better even than some churchmen, because whatever we've been able to do online and by remote means and all sorts of things, all of which we've used, none of that is the same as the people of Christ gathering together as the body of Christ in congregation. That's what it means to be the church, and so it's something entirely different. That's why we're so excited to be back together again.
A poll by Campaign for Common Sense found that the British public does not support public correctness. People in England were more likely to oppose rather than to support the following ideas: children using puberty blockers and hormone therapy to allegedly change their gender, the removal of statues of historical figures, men redefining themselves as women and accessing women-only facilities, people losing their jobs for writing or liking politically incorrect posts on social media, and the idea that Britain is a systemically or institutionally racist country. Just this month, England's Conservative Party won regional elections that had been Labour Party strongholds. The public generally associates the Labour Party with woke activism. Ohio's Lebanon City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to become the state's first sanctuary city for the unborn after an overwhelming number of citizens spoke in favor of such pro-life protection. The new ordinance bans performing abortions, aiding an abortion, and providing money or transportation for an abortion. During the meeting, Councilman Doug Shope, who introduced the measure, said the Bible guides his decisions.
"I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative, and I'm a Republican. I believe that the Word of God is the truth, and it is inerrant, and it speaks to all of life, and I will make my decisions based on that."
2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Pennsylvanians voted in favor of 2 constitutional amendments this week to limit the governor's emergency powers. Democrat Governor Tom Wolf signed 4 consecutive 90-day emergency declarations last year during the COVID-19 pandemic. This gave him significant power over people's everyday lives. The new amendments require executives to get legislative approval for emergency declarations beyond 21 days and allow the state's General Assembly to end a governor's emergency order. Yesterday, President Joe Biden called on the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to determine the origin of the coronavirus. Biden said intelligence agencies think the virus, quote, "emerged from human contact with an infected animal or from a laboratory accident," end quote. Sadly, a new Pew Research study found that a majority of Americans believe the government should provide them basic support and services. This includes clean air and water, high-quality K-12 education, health insurance, adequate income in retirement, and an adequate standard of living. These findings come despite trust in the federal government being at all-time lows. Only 24% of people say they trust the federal government to do what is right most of the time, down from 54% 20 years ago. Psalm 146 verse 3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help." I interviewed Claire Colwell, a young woman who miraculously survived the abortion that should have killed her, on yesterday's Generations Radio broadcast. Raised in a loving adoptive home, Claire, at the age of 21, decided to meet her birth mother. She was in for the shock of her life. Her birth mother, Tanya, confessed that when she was pregnant with Claire, at the age of 13, she had gone to an abortion mill. My conversation was based on Claire's new book entitled Survivor, an abortion survivor's surprising story of choosing forgiveness and finding redemption. Plus, on today's Generations Radio program, listen to part two of our conversation in which she talked about her unlikely friendship with Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood director in College Station, Texas, who left the abortion industry after she participated in an ultrasound-guided abortion. Abby's story was featured in the movie Unplanned. You can listen online to the conversation entitled The Miracle of an Abortion Survivor at generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. And finally, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that over 50% of the adult population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. New daily coronavirus cases and deaths have been falling since January. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.